Back in May, we looked at a great fundraiser that could net you your very own tiny house. Well, today, that tiny house is finished and on display, and you have still got a couple of days left to get your raffle ticket to see if you win this home. And all the money raised is going to the Caldwell-based nonprofit Metro Community Services, which provides hot meals for homebound seniors. Matt Jones, the Marketing and Communication Director for Metro Community Services, is joining me live in studio with an update. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be back on.
So, Matt, for people who maybe didn't hear the segment back in May, tell us about the fundraiser and what exactly it is.
Sure. So Project Tiny House is in its second year, and it's a collaboration between Metro Community Services and the Wilder School, CASA, which is a vo-tech school for high school students in the Canyon County area. And so we teamed up with them and their construction program to build a tiny house from start to finish. We donated and supplied all of the materials to them. And then throughout their school year, they build this beautiful, one-of-a-kind, energy-efficient tiny house. And the beautiful thing about this is that we get to then raffle this finished tiny house off for our programs. We're always looking for ways to raise more money for the seniors that we support. And so it's just a great opportunity for the students to get some real hands-on learning and experience. And then we get to, support our programs and, see them grow. So it's a wonderful program.
Because the high school in Wilder that you work with, when we talk about that these high schoolers built this from start to finish, I mean, that is really what they did. We're not exaggerating.
They totally did it all by themselves. I mean, with the help from their instructor, Rick Ray, who has decades of experience building actual homes. So this was a cool experience for him, too, to build a tiny house on wheels, on a trailer. It's just an incredible thing. And they really bought into the program. They would come in on their off days, the weekends, to do it. And another kind of cool part about this fundraiser is that in our first year in 2017, when they were working on this first tiny house, they were working in really harsh conditions. The area out in Wilder at their school was all open. So obviously we had a lot of snow,
a lot of weather issues.
Ooh. So they were working in mud, rain, it was just really brutal. And it also slowed up the whole progress. Yeah, and the process for the build. And so with all of the partners that we've been able to bring together, they actually received a beautiful new facility, too, that's fully enclosed with steel walls, huge garage doors. So now they're actually working inside something. So it's just an incredible, incredible thing for them, too, to see their program at CASA grow as well, just Metro.
Because these kids at CASA, I mean, this gives them real life experience to go out after high school and have a job within that industry.
Exactly. Some of the kids that I talk to, they're not sure if college is really for them right now, and they want to pursue different industries, like you say. And the cool thing, too, is that we actually hired one of the students that worked on our first tiny house, and we brought him into our weatherization program through Metro. So it really came full circle for him, and it's a pretty awesome thing that's helping a lot of people, not just seniors, but also these students.
And before we get to the actual tiny house and where it's located and how people can get tickets, for people who aren't aware of Metro Community Services, tell us what you do. Because, I mean, I know it's when we talk about homebound seniors, but exactly the programs and where the money will be used specifically.
Absolutely. Yeah, it all goes directly back into the community. So Metro Community Services is based out in Caldwell. We also have the program Metro Meals on Wheels here in Ada County, and that's the program that delivers and serves 1,000 meals every weekday to homebound seniors here in Ada County, as well as 700 meals on the weekends. So we rely on a large army of volunteers to make that program happen. And then Metro Community Services also has several other programs like transportation. So we have a system of buses that delivers seniors and takes them to important medical appointments, recreational things, to pick up groceries, things that they couldn't possibly do without our service. And those are free shuttle rides every weekday. We also have a weatherization program that goes into low-income households and provides more insulation, better energy efficient measures to keep their utility bills lower. We provide senior Medicare patrol, where we work with seniors to make sure that they're not becoming a victim of fraud.
The list goes on and on with what you do.
And it's amazing that Metro Community Services, I mean, we just do so many things for seniors that they rely on us every single day. And for the most part, some of these seniors, they're direct contact or their only contact with a human every day
is your organization.
Us.
Yeah.
And it's pretty incredible.
Yeah. I'm speaking with Matt Jones. He is the Marketing and Communication Director for Metro Community Services. And we're talking about their Project Tiny Home fundraiser. What I think is so fascinating about this, Matt, too, is that what a great concept to raise money, because let's be honest, nonprofits, you need money.
Right. Yeah.
And there are fundraisers left and right.
Yeah.
So was part of it a way to stand out from the crowd and do something like this?
For sure. Yeah. With tiny homes specifically, I mean, that trend I don't think is going away. I mean, we spoke last May when you had me on the program that it's just an ever-evolving trend. And, the cities are becoming a lot more kind of flexible with tiny house codes. And so we just kind of figured it'd be a great opportunity as, everybody, when people come into the tiny house to take a tour, they're like, I've always seen these on TV, but I've never actually been in one.
Right.
And it's just a great opportunity, and we kind of wanted to capitalize on it.
Okay, so speaking of being in one.
Sure.
Right now, it's out at your location in Caldwell, but
yes,
you're going to kind of take it on a little tour because Thursday is when you're raffling off the tiny house.
We're raffling off. We're going to select the winner on Thursday at 1 p.m. We're going to try to showcase the tiny house at several Home Depot locations throughout the Treasure Valley up until then. So the best way to find out if you really want to check this out for yourself and see it is to just follow us on social media. We post all the time when and where the tiny house will be, and it's always on wheels, so we're taking it around.
So you can take it around anywhere we want.
You're
showcasing how easy it is to own a tiny house.
Exactly.
And so raffle tickets, the sure. cost and how can people get that?
Sure. So raffle tickets are $100 a piece. We're only selling 1,000, and we do have quite a few available still, so now is a great time to buy one before Thursday.
Yeah, your odds are good.
Odds are really good. Yeah, I mean, to win this tiny house that will probably be valued at about $50,000 to $60,000 for just $100 is pretty amazing. It's a win-win. You know, the proceeds go back to a great cause to help so many people here in Idaho. And and to buy a ticket, they would just need to visit metrocommunityservices.net or swing by one of our offices, either in Boise or Caldwell. But the best way is just to go to our website, contact us if you're interested, and we can find a way to get you that ticket.
And if you're at a Home Depot, can people purchase the ticket right then and there too?
Like, we
if they want to?
Take cards as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's all there.
And when we talk about the tiny house, I mean, this is energy efficient. These are great appliances in this tiny house. I mean, there was no expense. I mean, every expense was put into this.
For sure. It was very well thought out. And thanks to our amazing partners like Idaho Power, who sponsored the Daikin ductless heat pump. That thing is incredible. It's on-demand hot water. And we've also got on-demand heating and cooling as well. And the thing just works like a charm. It's amazing. We showcased the tiny house at several fairs and rodeos throughout the summer. And as you know, it was super hot at that point.
You had air conditioning.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
So,
well, I want to thank you for coming in today. Matt Jones is the Marketing and Communication Director for Metro Community Services. They will be drawing the winner of the tiny home on Thursday for Project Tiny House. Of course, raffle tickets are $100. You can still get them. Matt, thanks so much for joining me
today. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.